Hey man, how are you doing? Thank you so much. I enjoyed the recording. And here's what I'm thinking about schools. As you mentioned, you asked three questions, so I'm gonna answer them at first. So, did you have a great time at school? No, I don't think so. I don't think so because I had some researches and I found out that I was wasting my time in a school, just having good friends and having good times, maybe some festivals and different stuffs in a school. It doesn't mean that schools were amazing or great with for us. So of course, my answer is no. And did you have great teacher? Did you have a great teacher? The majority of teachers that I had in the past, they weren't good even, okay? But there were several teachers that they helped me a lot. So I'm not gonna say that all of them are bad, but or all of them were bad. But in my opinion, some of them changed my life, including Mrs. Vasiresh. She was a great accounting teacher, and she knew how to speak and knew how to motivate people by speaking in a negative way, just destroying and humiliating you, and then you will find out, oh, this is life, this is real life. So it's not gonna be kind to you sometimes. Life it's not gonna be kind to you most of the time. You will find out that yes, life is tough. And Mrs. Vasiresh taught me that. So yes, she was one of the best teachers I had. And of course, I had another one, Mrs. Abu Talibi, and she helped me a lot. I lost my brother back in those days, and she was so kind to me. She helped me a lot, and I was a just mischievous kid, back in those days. I wasn't a kid. I was 18 or 19. So I lost my brother. I was devastated somehow, but she helped me to overcome the situation. So by the way, yes, that's right. But the majority of teachers that I had in the past, no, they weren't good. And of course, they haven't taught me that much because I can't remember the things I've learned from them. So the only things I can say that some teachers helped me to understand life better. And did you have a great school? Of course not. No, not university, not schools. They were all of them were terrible, So since you talked about schools and you talked about English, so I'm gonna give you some of my own opinion. Back in those days, I found out that I can't learn English in school. I had great grades, but I couldn't understand why I'm having those grades. Okay, I was getting grades maybe 19, 18 out of 20. So I was just so proud. Somehow I thought to myself, oh, I'm good. And then I posted something in the internet. On the internet, and someone told me that your English is terrible, and I found out that yes, he's right, and I decided to have some researches and find a good way to study English. So yeah, English wasn't effective on my English at all because in the schools, especially the schools, the public schools, especially they, because they're free somehow. Of course, we are paying taxes, and of course, in the school sometimes they ask for some money, so it's not completely free. But the label on that school is, yeah, this is public and it's free. It's not, by the way. But by the way, they mostly they're using mostly are used to brainwash the children. So the purpose, this the specific purpose of schools is to brainwash the kids like you, like me, like other one, you know, other guys, other, especially boys and girls, when they're at the lower ages, like 8, 9, 10. So schools are for that. So believe me, they're not gonna teach you anything because they don't care. Okay, the only people who cares about you are your parents. Okay, even sometimes your family members don't give a shit about us. Okay, so some people have brothers, and the brothers backstab them, or they have sisters, the sisters backstab them. But most parents, father, mothers, they take care of their children more than anyone out there, teachers, and I don't know, other students and friends and different stuff. So the only person we have to trust is our parent. And we, in the future, we will become a parent. So we have to understand how to teach our children to be a great and genius person. So we, and there's a culture that usually people think that they have to put their children, they have to let the children go to school and let the school, you know, somehow get the responsibility for upgrowing, you know, for the knowledge, for the learning. And that's not true, because in a school, I experienced it myself, I've experienced it, you've experienced it, everyone has experienced it. So the schools won't give us much, you know, if you just go and pick up a lesson, you know, pick up a textbook, history textbook in schools, you will find out that, okay, this is just for brainwashing. You just open the book, you find out that they rewrite the stories. They won't talk about the past kings like Kurosh, Dariush, or whatever. They won't talk about them that much. They're mostly talking about the things that they want us to hear. So it's not something that we want to know. It's mostly what they want you to know. So usually they use schools to brainwash the children. They sometimes use, unfortunately, the religions. You know, religion is a good thing. I'm not a religious person, but I believe that all the religions have a great philosophy in them. And if we just pick some tips from them, some points from each religion, we will find out that life is something different. And we can use them to improve ourselves. But unfortunately, they use the use this religion thing to brainwash people even more. And as a result of that, some people hate religion. And some people, even the people who love religion, they feel somehow imprisoned. And they just want to fight with the people that they don't care about religion. So it's just two-sided, you know? So people you're usually there, they have a war inside, and they don't trust each other. And this is the thing that usually government want people, okay, the society, and this is the thing that they want us, and school is a tool for that. And you can't learn anything, especially English is a language, man. English is something, it's very, very wide. Even I, after 1 year and 7 months, still I have lots of difficulties with English. Okay, it's a language. We can't fight it. It's a huge, different, and very, it has lots of variety. It has lots of vocabularies, grammar, and different stuff. So we can't fight it. We only can learn. And we have mistakes, we learn from our mistakes and go forward and learn and learn and learn until we get better, until we become fluent. Yes, right now I can speak, okay? If someone comes and speak with me, I can give, you know, as you said, I can communicate with that person. That's true. But still, I have lots to learn. So schools won't teach you that because they don't care. Only one day a week You have a chance to go to school and learn English. Is that enough? No. What I'm saying is that after 1 year and six months or seven months, still, look at me. Every day, that was a routine. Routine thing that I was just using to improve my English. It was everyday process, and still sometimes I have difficulties with that. So 1 day a week, that's ridiculous, okay? And of course, they're using textbooks. They're using grammar drills. Why? Because they want us to take tests, okay? If you take this test, if you pass it, you can go forward. If not, stay here and do it again. Because they can't test us on English speaking, man. They can't test us on, you know, how much vocabulary that we know. They can't do that. The only way they can take tests is that grammar bullshit, okay? So we can't waste our time just thinking, okay, schools are whatever. We have to take responsibility for ourselves. We have to understand, okay, this is it. I don't care about the school. I don't care about English classes and different stuffs. I'm here to learn English. So let's do it. That's the case, man. If you want to be an athlete, you have to do the same. You have to go to the gym. If not, even you can't go to the gym if you don't have the money. Just find a way to exercise, to improve your body. Okay, if you want to have a good body, healthy body, you have to exercise. We all know that. But some people think that, okay, this is a product. We have to go and have to go to the gym to be a great athlete. No, of course, that's not true. Okay, I have lots of friends that they don't go to the gym. Still, they have a great body. They just go to the park and use the stuffs there. So it's all about the thing that society feed us, that we need something in order to improve. And that's not true. Because just look at the past. Look at back in ancient histories, especially. Even why go to ancient histories, okay? Just look at 50 years ago, 60 years ago, okay? So when you look at 60 years ago, usually people, they would just work for themselves. If they wanted to go to school, they would choose it. They would go to school and learn stuff that they wanted. Okay? It wasn't just they have to go to school because the society is telling them. If that person didn't want to go to school, that person wouldn't go there. So it's all about that. Okay? So what I like to say is that we don't need other people, we don't need schools, we don't need, I don't know, class or some other stuff. It's good sometimes. I'm not saying that all of them are terrible, because I'm a mentor, okay? I'm a coach. So some people pay me to teach them English. Okay, so I'm a coach, okay? Mostly they want me to give them some motivation to go forward, because motivation is very important, right? So I have to give them some opinion, how to improve, how to be motivated, how to be determined. As I talked about it in the past, in my past videos, if you watched it or not. So I talked about them, right? So it's all about that. It's all about motivation. If someone has that instinct, has that inside feeling, why to hire a mentor? Why to go to school? If that person wants to do something, why to wait? Just do it, okay? This is what I like to communicate and talk about, and this is my opinion. So yes, you are totally 100% right, and schools are bullshit. As you, I'm sure you listen to lots of AJ's materials, as I have done. I have heard, I have listened a lot of his materials. Still, I am listening. So, this is it. This is it. Yes, schools are bullshit. We can't do anything about that. And we have to find a situation, find a solution for that. But we can't do it ourselves, okay? So, let's be it. Let's let the school be there. Just change your life. Change your own life. Just join the 1% of people, okay? Just don't follow the other people, because 99% of people are full of shit. I'm sorry I'm saying that, but they're full of shit. Okay, if you just try to be different, if you just do something different, okay, they just laugh at you for no reason, because they think that is ridiculous, because it's not regular, you're doing something uncasual. Okay, they want the casual. It doesn't mean that you have to be casual like them. Okay, everyone is doing that, so why you? Do you have to do it? No, of course not. Okay, and this is what I've experienced myself. When you're different, when you become different, you will make a difference. Okay, so if you're like any other people around you, you're just doing the same thing. You just wake up at 8 a.m. or 9 a.m. You go to school and different stuff. You're just constantly looking to other people, what they're doing, and then you decide to do some stuff. So that's not gonna work, man. You're gonna be just exactly like other people. And the results, yes, they're gonna be the same. So if you want different results, you have to be different, which schools and society won't give you that. So if you want to be a great English learner, go for it, man. Don't wait for schools. Don't wait for other people. Do it. You can do it. You actually, with only just two list talks, give us the idea that you can do it. I highly guarantee if you continue like this over the course of maybe 1 year, you will be able to do the same thing that I've done. So this is highly guaranteed, okay? So I can see the potential in you. So why to stop? Why to wait? Why to talk about schools? Who gives a shit about schools, man? So yeah, this is the case. And I talked a lot. Wow. I got again excited and talk a lot. So let's cut this here. If you like, we can talk a lot and talk more about this. And what I like to say is that keep going, man. Keep recording. I like to hear a lot of your ideas. I think that you're somehow like me. You know, we have the same attitude. We have the same determination. We have the same somehow experiences, as you said, as you mentioned. You asked your teacher how to become a fluent English speaker. You said that. But your teacher said that go and use some grammar books and different stuff. Yes, I've experienced it too. So what I like to say is that keep going, man. You can improve. I highly guarantee that. And I like to hear more from you. See ya.